options on what have made it through the detours. If we could just read the signs, and now I'm out here hoping I can see her on the other side.
And welcome back, High Banks, episode 32, I believe, Nick. So we're chugging right along here. Bear with us on this. Me and Nick are trying something new. Since we're in different states, everything, we're trying to do like a FaceTime thing so that we can see each other without the big pauses and stuff like that. So just bear with us on that. But anyway, Nick, I can see you now. So how we doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. This is weird, man. I'm used to, you know, looking at just a phone screen now and looking at you face to face. It's kind of odd, man. I'm doing good. It's great over here. Hopefully it's the same over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more in the shot here, but yeah, it's going well. Usually I'm just staring at the wall, so you know, the wall or my phone, trying to record it and do everything. So, but yeah, excited for this weekend. One of my favorite tracks here, Talladega. So, can't wait for that. But yeah, man. So, you know, a lot of Philly sports issues this week. You know, we had the Eagles Monday night. The Ben Simmons, whatever goes on with him, we know what happens. And, you know, the Phillies just taking the big L there in Atlanta. So, Nick, I don't know if you want to kick it off with, you know, your Pittsburgh action or whatever. I know hockey's getting back in the flow. So, yeah. I mean,
I'm gonna let you keep going with your Philly thing. You're on a roll right now. It's one thing after another with the Philly sports right now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with, you know, it's pretty simple. The Phillies, going into the series with the Braves, they were 2.5 out, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah, like two and a half games out, and you know, the wild card was pretty much summed up with St. Louis winning 17 in a row. So their only shot at it was the division. And they ended up getting swept out by Atlanta. So Atlanta is the NL East champs. But if we win one more game here, we'll finish above 500 for the first time in years. So I know it's been a while since, you know, your team, the Pirates, could say the same, Nick. But They gave the Phillies a run for their money there. So, in that last weekend series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
But yeah. So you know, got the last three games against the Marlins this weekend, and we'll call it a season, huh? Till next year, as we say. Till next year.
Yeah, that's a Philly tradition. Right?
Yeah.
Heard one. It's the see you next year chant and see how this year goes with the whole Ben Simmons saga. Joel Embiid putting his two cents.
God.
Oh man, it's rough.
I didn't know that it was that bad. Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I.
What happened between the management, the coaches, you know, the executives, and Ben Simmons that it's like he's willing to not play all year just to get traded?
Well, they pulled his money out for the beginning of the season or something like that.
Yeah, it was like
put in some escrow account.
It was like $6 million or so, $8 million maybe.
Yeah, it was something like I think eight. I forget the exact number, but I know they put it in some account, which I don't know why they did that. They should just let it go. Well, unless there's something in the contract saying they can.
Yeah, I have no idea. But, I don't know. I know nobody likes getting booed, and you know, but he's going to get more boos because he was the number one pick in the draft. They gave him that big contract. And, you know, don't get me wrong, he's a good player. You know, hell of a defensive player. He can get you a triple-double almost any night. You know, he's on the floor. But obviously the biggest issue with him and the fans would be the shooting aspect. And now it's the attitude. So I think that, you know, if they're going to get rid of him, just pull the trigger on something and just let him be gone. Because he's obviously just not going to play.
Yeah, you spoke everything right there. It was one thing I saw was like, I don't know if it was Joel Embiid or somebody said they'd rather have Jimmy Butler still than Ben Simmons.
Well, that was Embiid did say, so he did have some comments. I think he said something along the lines of like, you shouldn't be disrespecting a team like this, you know. And he said they got rid of Jimmy Butler, which he thought was the wrong move. And I know they're like great, you know, good friends and boys and all that. I don't know, but Jimmy Butler, okay, in Miami, it's been a little bit different, but everywhere he's been before Miami, he's been kind of like toxic in the locker room. So I think that had, I mean, I know Joel, you know, probably tried to convince him to stay, but I don't know. Jimmy Butler, let me see if I can get this right. Jimmy Butler, it was a wrong move to get rid of him, but they did because Ben Simmons wanted the ball in his hands all the time or something like that. So,
yeah, Jimmy, since he's in Miami, it's his team, and that's kind of how it was where he's been. It hasn't been his team in a way.
Yeah.
So pulling everybody together on that Philly team just didn't sit well, and the attitude didn't reflect on how good he could have been in that team. So he went elsewhere, and he went to South Beach, and in NBA Finals later, even though they lost, you know, you still got him there. And maybe this year could happen again, but we'll see how that goes.
I mean, you would think, right, your best option, or it's like a fan, you think, okay, you got Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler. That's borderline big three right there.
Yeah.
So you would think, okay, they made the trade for Jimmy Butler. All right, we're finals bound now. And, you know, obviously they didn't, you know, it'd be a win to get to the Eastern Conference Finals at this point. Yeah, you know, how much they lose in the first and second round. And, it, you know, it's sad to say here, but, you know, the Bucks, you know, I feel like they're going to be a mainstay in the East for years. Obviously, they just won the championship. And, you know, other than them, though, I don't know, the Bulls look a lot better.
Bulls look stacked.
The Knicks are looking pretty good. Atlanta's coming around. So, you know, the Celtics are always trouble or can be trouble. So, I don't know. It's going to be a little bit tougher this year, I think, especially because those young teams, like I said, the Hawks, the Knicks, are getting better and better each year. And the Bulls loaded up. I mean, you got plenty of talent on that team now with LaVine still there, Vucevic, DeRozan, and Lonzo. Then they got that rookie, that Kobe White, not rookie anymore. I think he'll be gone in his third year, but he's a solid player too. So they got something working for them there. So we'll see. I don't know. They started training camp. Obviously, we said Ben Simmons a no-show. So I don't know. But we'll see, I guess. I don't see it getting any better. You know, I guess just figure start the season without him.
Yeah, and that's just the start of the Philly problems, unfortunately. And it just keeps it gets worse and worse, it seems.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think at this point, it's like you just got to kind of nut up and just, all right, you know, we'll take this guy and a couple picks to get him off, you know, just do it that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nick, last week in football, your Steelers, not too good of a week. And the Bengals are on a little bit of a roll now, 3-1 here, after Thursday night's win. So,
whatever. They beat a Jacksonville team that's lost 19 straight. That ain't a win to me. That's basically preseason in a way. You know, that's
well. You know, I think I look at it. I must say here that in the first quarter or two, Jacksonville looked pretty good. Trevor Lawrence looked pretty good. I didn't see any of the second half. But, you know, I think it was Aikman or Buck, whoever, you know, I don't know which one of them said it. But they said, you know, Trevor Lawrence isn't used to losing a lot. And Urban Meyer wasn't used to losing a lot when he was coaching in college. So this is all new to the, you know, 0-4 here. But I do got to say, you know, Trevor looked pretty good. Last night.
He definitely laid under the turnovers, which really killed him the first three games, which is a big issue that he tried to, which he did. I don't think he had a single turnover that game, which was solid for a rookie. Also, Bengals, they played Sunday coming into a Thursday night game. They're tired. The defense looked tired when I was watching them on Sunday, and it's just they got something going on in the second half, came back and somehow pulled it off.
But, I like the pieces that they have. You got Mixon and Burrow back there. They got some good defensive linemen and linebackers now. And, you know, receivers, they just drafted Jamar Chase and they got Tyler Boyd. I don't know who their tight end is, but he caught a touchdown last night. So, I mean, looking pretty good. Eagles got trash piled on Monday night in Dallas.
Yeah,
Dallas's home opener. They didn't look good from the jump there.
they did not. And Jalen still had a decent fantasy.
Well, I knew you were going to bring that one up.
I had to give him that, man. 20 points, and he's had a terrible game.
I wish I could say the same, Nick. I came out with another L in fantasy, so I'm literally in last place now, at 1-2, just because I haven't scored any points. So,
still early.
Nick, I got 5 guys in my lineup that are questionable. This is unbelievable.
It's the time of the year where you want the bad things to happen, and then you want that second half to come rolling in, and you're solid at that point. Last year I started 0-3, you know, and I somehow squeaked into the playoffs, and I think I got to like 4th or something.
I finished the season last year 7-6. I was like the second to last or last seed in the playoffs, and I made it to the championship. So. Anything can happen now, so
don't get discouraged. Anybody out there is like terrible fantasy lineup right now, man. It's waiver wire is your friend. It is.
Well, in a 12-man league, Nick, I've been on there every week, and it's terrible. So
I found some quality guys out of there. You just got to be the first to pounce.
I know. Well, see, I had Cincy's D lined up, but you were ahead of me on the waiver, so you got him. Thank God, they only got 1 point. So
I know.
I got
D in there now.
I got Tennessee's D playing the Jets. Zach Wilson can throw 30 picks this week, so I don't care.
Yeah, he'll have his fair share of picks. I think he's really not that good with that team. I think
he's struggling, man. But anyway, fantasy. You know, we'll see. Just sucks having Lamar Jackson, DK Metcalf, my kicker, tight end. Galladay, wide receiver, all of them are questionable. Saquon Barkley, questionable. I can't catch a break here. So,
man,
It's you know, not the best of times, but you know, we'll make do.
Yeah, we'll make do.
So anyway, Nick, let's, you know, let's jump into it here. Unless you got anything else to add.
No, I don't want to talk about any Pittsburgh sports as much as I want to talk about your Philly sports. So.
Yeah, there's much more drama going on with the Philly sports right now.
Oh yeah, that's always something we can talk to for hours.
Yeah,
we'll save the people some time for that.
Yeah. So Nick, you know, before we jump into the NASCAR side, I mean, we forgot to mention this at the beginning. So, you know, first off, Jacob Jones, All Roads Lead to Rome was his song at the beginning. I'd like to thank him for being an official music partner of the show. Also, Top Shelf Clothing. We mentioned them last week. They just partnered up with us starting last week. So go give them a follow on Instagram, Top Shelf the Brand, and visit their website, www.topshelfthebrand.com. Nick, also, you know, we got to give a shout out to Ron here from Log Dog. So last week, I guess, was our last week on Log Dog. He's going to be shutting down shop over there. But, you know, Nick, he sent me a text. He, you know, he said to thank you as well for, you know, sticking with him, for us both sticking with him, you know, throughout his time with the station going and everything. But, Nick, you know, excited to where we're going though. So, you know, I'll take that, you know, definitely appreciate everything, Ron. He introduced us to, you know, Jacob Jones and everything, and got us in touch with him. Really cool guy. So, you know, appreciate that and appreciate him putting us up on his station every week, multiple times a week at that. So, I just wanted to throw a shout out to him and yeah, Nick. So it was a fun ride with Ron though.
Yeah, shout out to Ron, man. He helped us out big time, put some articles out there for us, got us in touch with Jacob, who's an amazing person. Great to have him part of the music scene with us. And, yeah, I hope good things for him. Hope to wish him well. Unfortunately, shop's closing up. But like you said, opportunities are coming. They're good. Can't complain. Spotify and a bunch of other platforms we're on. So, hey, I'm loving this right now.
Right. So if I can remember what they're called here. So yeah, like you mentioned, Nick, we are now on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio now. Also, Nick, we are on Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, so, and Anchor, obviously, as well. So on multiple platforms. Anybody can take a listen. So, yeah, first episode was put up. You know, it's on Spotify. It's live on Spotify and iHeartRadio, the two major ones. Live on there now, and then, you know, we'll get this one up there as well. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to keeping this thing growing and, you know, moving through the off season. You know, start up a YouTube deal and all that. So, definitely excited, but yeah, once again, thanks to Ron for, you know, helping us out. Nick, I kind of think that Ron helped us kind of relax, I guess, or, you know, do more of a quote-unquote professional show, you know what I mean, instead of just BSing and doing all this and that. I definitely think he helped with that, too.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. He's helped us a lot, especially with that, making this a professional platform for us to talk about what we like to talk about on top of other things, disagree about other things, and complain about our sports teams doing horrible. So, yeah, shout out to him, man. And, yeah, that's it. One door open, one door closes, another one opens right now. So we're in the mix here.
Yeah, so definitely exciting for us. Although it is getting late in the NASCAR season, but we're going to try and keep it going all the way through next year to Daytona. So once the season ends, we'll, you know, do a show or two at the end after the championship. And then, you know, kind of once a month, I think me and Nick were thinking like a show in December, a show in January, and then well, maybe more than one in January because they start early. We'll probably do one, you know, the week leading into the Clash and everything like that. So
we could always do little snippets too,
right?
Like favorite things and what we liked, what we didn't like, and kind of go into like a maybe do like a Q&A type of thing. People can send us questions, we can answer them, be honest, and things like that. It's a lot of options we can kind of go after.
Yeah, we definitely can do something like that. And then also might do some Instagram live stuff here and there. I know might do one next week. Our buddy Johnny might join in on that. Talk a little NASCAR playoffs and all that. So we'll be doing that periodically, you know, as well. You can follow them, High_Banks_podcast, to get all that squared away. But anyway, Nick, all right, let's jump into it here. So anyway, so Nick, where were we last week?
So we started with trucks in Vegas, and that's where we left off.
Okay. So before we get into, all right, well, we'll talk about the trucks since you know, they raced, and then, you know, we'll get into the new stuff. No, Nick, we did talk about it. Eckes won.
Yeah, no, I said we did talk about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you said we left off when we had to talk about it. Okay.
No. We breezed through it at the end.
All right. So, Nick, let's talk. How about we talk some Xfinity here before we get into the news aspect? So, Nick, Junior Motorsports, 1-2-3 here. But you probably not the one you would expect to be in victory lane. So, A.J. Allmendinger won the first stage, looked pretty strong. Justin Allgaier looked really strong, won the second stage. But, Nick, Josh Berry blew it out of the water in stage three to get the win. So, he was driving the one for Michael Annett. And, Nick, I think the last time he was in the one, we were talking about this. He makes, for some reason, when he's in that car, it looks a hell of a lot faster than when Michael Annett's in the car. I don't know if
what he was even saying.
I don't know if he can just drive it. I don't know. Because I don't want to take anything away from Michael Annett. But, yeah. So he was on rails at Vegas. Josh Berry was, and it was just, you know, I love to see Josh. He's become one of my favorite Xfinity guys. Glad he's going to be full time next year. So, Nick, I don't know what to say about the guy.
Yeah, he's local here, so I root for the guy. I've rooted for him before I was even down here, and I'm glad that he was able to finish it out strong. It was a decent race. I'm glad that Barry got the win. You know, 1-2-3 is always cool to see with Junior Motorsports. Not the person, like you said, wouldn't expect.
Right.
Especially starting 15th, you come through the field essentially and finish off first. That's a big deal, especially for he's not a non-playoff driver, so it's kind of upsetting. But you know, it's cool to finally see him, you know, get a win at a track that he's not usually good at.
Right. Which, Nick, he did race at Vegas in the spring, in the 8 car for Junior Motorsports. So he did have one race there, but I mean that was months and months ago, and I don't recall him being that fast then.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like, yeah, that dude was a rocket. He even said in the post race interview, he's like, that thing was fast as hell. Like,
yeah,
he was shocked how fast that thing was.
I think he was. But yeah, I mean, good for him. And like we said, he's got full time ride next year in the 8 for Junior Motorsports. Nick, so they might be going to 5 cars here next year. So Michael Annett pretty much has a spot at Junior Motorsports if he brings sponsorship with him for the whole season. So if that happens and he still wants to race, he's got a car. Allgaier's back. Gregson's back. Josh Berry in the 8, and then Sam Mayer. He's going to be full-time again, or not again, but we'll say at least part-time for Junior Motorsports next year. So they could essentially have five cars next season. So that'll be pretty wild.
Yeah, very. That's a loaded squad right there. You got five cars able to help each other out in the long run, and they're gonna have a lot of wins with that team.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I think Josh, he might not even be done this year. We'll see. So, anyway, Nick, I'll give you a top five here for Xfinity. Like you said, Josh Berry was your winner. Allgaier second, Gregson third, Cindric fourth, and Daniel Hemric fifth. So, Nick, two races there at Vegas, Trucks Xfinity, non-playoff drivers get the win. So, nobody could automatically advance. Well, for the Trucks, it would be to the championship race.
Right.
So nobody could automatically advance in that respect. But, oh, God. All right. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the playoff standings here. So, where can I get the Xfinity playoffs?
So I got it here if you want me to run it off.
All right. You can go ahead. I'm pulling it up, too, so I can look at it.
So I got AJ is first, followed by Cindric. Only up by – oh, no, I'm sorry. No. So it's AJ, Austin, Justin Allgaier, Noah, Daniel, Justin Haley, Harrison Burton, Brandon Jones round out the top eight.
Right. And
– so – no, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, I'm looking at it. So it says points here. Correct me if I'm wrong here. So Allmendinger 45.
Yep.
And then Cindric 44.
Yep. So he's only up by one.
All right. So I'm just making sure we're looking at the same thing here. All right. So Nick, this is gonna be. Oh well, they got the same playoff round as the Cup guys do. Nick, and before is I just remembered this. Truck and Xfinity schedules came out this week. But you know, we'll dive into that next week. You know, because we'll talk about the Talladega races and, you know, Vegas Cup race last week and all that. So anyway, Nick, here we go. The two Gibbs guys. So they have hella regular seasons, right? Really good in the regular season. But you got Hemric in fifth up 14. And then Burton and Jones up up 8 points and 3 points. So there's your Gibbs guys, Nick. Do we see any of them getting to the four here? I think I said Hemric.
I think you did. And for me, I think, honestly, I'm going to stick to my gut. And I think Haley is going to come out and actually get into that fourth spot.
Well, Nick, so we got Talladega coming up. Who wins at the Super Speedways all the time? Justin Haley. So,
yeah. Exactly. I don't want to jinx him. That's what I say. I'm gonna lay off that one because.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want to see him win again. You know, let's see somebody different win at a super speedway. But.
Well, it's his time to shine if he wants to get in.
Well, yeah, then he can just cruise on through the Roval and be good with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so Nick, before we jump into the news aspect. Here's the standings for the Trucks. What the hell? All right. Anyway, Nick. So, the final four as it would stand right now. Ben Rhodes, John Hunter, Stuart Friess, and Matt Crafton. So, you got three out of four. Sheldon below, as well as Carson Hosefer, Zane Smith, and Chandler Smith. So, I kind of agree with you, though. I think Sheldon will get in. But unfortunately, Nick, I think Stuart Friesen's going to stay in. I think your boy Crafton's going to be out.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, I'm going to have to disagree on that one, but we'll see how it is going into Vega.
Yeah. So this is why I love Talladega, I'm telling you.
It's definitely one that it can mess you up.
The Roval is growing on me. As I sit here and stare at Ryan Blaney's Roval win diecast. but it's definitely growing on me a little bit. So especially since Blaney's
Bowman's been there. At the Roval too. He's had a decent couple of starts there. So if he can stay close in the, you know, we'll go more into that when we get to the Cup side. But I think he's looking okay.
Yeah. So I mean, for you and Johnny, it's been eggshells getting out of the first round. Yeah,
for you, it's been a cruise.
It's been so far, so far. This is the round where Blaney usually gets knocked out, but he is really good at Talladega, and, you know, he's got, what, two wins there, and he's got a win at the Roval, so I'll take it at this point. So anyway, Nick, if we get into the news side of things. So, Nick, the biggie one, we talked about Daniel Hemric. He is going to make the jump to Colleague Racing to drive the 11. So, speaking of Justin Haley as well, he'll be in the number 11 because Justin Haley is moving on to the Cup Series for Colleague, Nick, or Spire? Colleague.
Spire. Oh, no, is this Colleague or Spire? Hold on.
I think it's Colleague.
I thought it was Spire. Spire Motorsports Cup Series. I was looking at something completely different. Yeah, you're right.
And then AJ's doing part-time for Colleague and Cup. Okay. So, Nick, I wasn't really a huge fan of Daniel Hemric, but I kind of want to see him just get that monkey off his back and get a win here. He leads almost at every race they go to. He's in top of the line equipment, and he'll be going to great equipment in the 11 car too. So do you think he either gets a win this year, by the end of this year, or sometime next year?
I'm probably going to say sometime next year. I'm leaning towards that right now. That's my gut's telling me.
Okay. I mean, I kind of wanted to see him win. I don't know. Like I say, he's in my final four for Xfinity, so let's get a dub here somewhere.
Well, he could win at Dega. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You never know.
you just don't know. I mean,
yeah.
It's one of those tracks like anybody can win this thing, and he's had a top five there, so it's not out of the works of him actually getting a chance to go up there and actually win it.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see what happens with that. But Nick, you know, this kind of leads into the next two stories because you mentioned Spire, and we were talking about Colleague. So Spire this weekend, Justin Allgaier will be in that 77 for Spire with Brand it. I guess that's how you say it, Brand T, whatever the hell it is. You know Justin Allgaier, that normal red. The B word. He'll be in the 77 at Talladega for Spire because, Nick, Justin Haley will be in the 16 for Colleague on the Cup side. So, there you go on that. There's your Spire and Colleague connection. Now, Nick, you know, Kaz Grala was in the 16 in the 500. If I'm not mistaken, he filled in for Austin Dillon because of COVID as well. At the road course at Daytona, finished top 10. Why is he not getting a ride somewhere? Xfinity, truck, we're somewhere. You know what I mean? He ran, second at COTA in the trucks? In the 0-2 truck, nonetheless. Not really that good of equipment. So, I think he deserves somewhere to go, too.
He does. I'm hoping that there's opportunities in the future that he gets a chance, but it's just a loaded backfield really with all these guys that have the opportunity. It's just hard to choose. And he's unfortunately getting the short end of the stick right now, which is he's proven he can do really well when given the opportunity, so it's kind of a letdown.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's about if you bring sponsorship with you, you got to ride. It just seems that way. And, you know, speaking of rides, Nick, I don't know if we mentioned this or not. I know I mentioned Starcom Racing was shutting. They were trying to sell their charter, but they're shutting down the doors here at the end of the year. So they'll be done. The 00 will be done at the end of the year. So we'll have to see if they sell their charter anywhere. So Nick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will be back in the 47 for JTG Daugherty. I think it's a good move for Ricky. 1 year deal here.
Yeah, I got to agree with that as well. He's been there for a while, so it's only right that he stays.
Well, he's been there, this is year two, I think.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah.
He'll be going to year three. Year two. Yeah.
I mean, 3 years, that's still quite a long time for 1 year deals, I guess.
Because you got to keep signing it and signing it every year.
Yeah, it seems like forever. So it's been only 3 years. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
I always forget that.
Well, you know, so that locks up JTG's one car for next season because they're only going with a one car team. So Ryan Preece still looking for a job out there as well. And Nick, he won in the truck series at Nashville, I believe.
Yep.
So, you know, we know he can get it done and get in victory lane as well. So we'll have to see where he ends up. So speaking of trucks, Nick, Grant Enfinger found a job next year. He'll be in the 23 for GMS. Multi-year deal here, Nick.
That's big.
Yeah, so that means Chase Purdy is out of the 23.
I like Purdy. I think he was a good driver. He just needed a little more time.
Iffy, but...
And you say otherwise.
Well, Nick, I mean, let's be real here. My guy hasn't really finished inside the top 10, but of once this year, I think.
That's true. I think it's, you know, some people have down years. And
well, I mean, but the name of the game, if you have a down year, you're gone. I mean, that's just.
Yeah, that's the problem. And it's not like you get a couple, you get a 2 year deal or whatever. Here, you get one, you do bad in a couple races, you're gone.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he's getting the brute force of it, and Grant's.
Yeah,
a decent driver that's just going to step in and fill the shoes.
So, Nick, that locks up, which this is kind of weird, though, because we already heard Sheldon Creed was going to Xfinity, so the two truck opens up. So that seat was open for next year. The 23, as far as we knew before, wasn't. So,
right.
You know, I don't know what they're doing there, but, you know, Jack Wood, he signed with GMS to stay in the 24. I think Ankrum's staying there. And yeah, you got Grant Enfinger in the 23. Who else is at GMS? Zane Smith, I imagine he's staying. So I guess we're going to see who fills the two slot.
A lot of people have an opportunity to get in that ride. You know, you just mentioned a couple just off last 5 minutes on who has a shot to get in it.
Yeah. And then, Nick, I think I saw Bob tweet here. Somebody wants to ask him about the GMS Cup ride for next year. Looks like Ty Dillon is the front runner for that.
Yep.
So, I mean, I like Ty Dillon. I think he's talented. He had some cruddy luck with JGR at the beginning of the year. Pretty much wrecked in every race he was in, which didn't really help him because then Ty Gibbs was coming out of nowhere. You know, then now you got John Hunter in a couple races in that 54. So kind of the cruddy end of the stick for him, but you know, hopefully we can see Ty Dillon back full time here with somebody.
Just hope he brings sponsorship, which seems like that's probably established since he's the front runner.
Yeah.
They wouldn't really be considering him a front runner if he didn't have like the Geico sponsorships that he had
or anything
other than that, you know, cause I know he has more.
Yeah, so you know, we'll have to see what comes of that ride as well. And Nick, I'm thinking most of these announcements, kind of like, you know, we already saw a couple big ones, obviously, like the Kurt Busch, then the whole Trackhouse Ganassi deal and that kind of thing. So they were like some big ones and stuff like that. But I think, you know, kind of the Trucks, Xfinity, you know, lower level cup teams, we'll hear more stuff come about later on, you know, when the season's kind of wrapping up.
Right.
So anyway, Nick, that's about it for that stuff. So as far as the race in Vegas, Nick, on the cup side, like I said, did not like the start time for me, 7 o'clock. but it wasn't that bad. It ended like at 10:30. It was actually a pretty quickie, kind of snoozer-ish at points.
I hated it.
I don't know.
I hated it.
Did you?
I hate Vegas. I hated it. It was so boring.
It was a good race in the spring, though.
Yeah, it was better in the spring. It just sucked.
What? It's the package. It's the 550 package.
Yeah, it's the package. The package is horrible.
You can't pass.
You can't get in, but you can't pass. You can't get close to anybody. Even like when they were saying Chase was at the end. Oh, he could catch him. He's got so... No, he can't. He's not going to catch him.
10 seconds back.
Yeah, and you think you're going to catch him in three laps at Vegas. No, you got a bubble around you in Vegas.
Well, the crazy part is, so somewhere in the race, it was... Denny was on the bottom, and this is... He wasn't leading the race at this time, but he was on the bottom. Blaney pulled down in front of him, and it literally slowed him up so much that he lost three more spots. The 550 package is terrible. They take so much horsepower and speed out of these cars that it doesn't even make it enjoyable at some of these tracks. And Nick, you know, I'm kind of a little afraid for the plate races next year too with the next gen car. I don't, you know, yeah. You don't know.
Oh, I know.
You don't know what kind of deal they're going to give. And Nick, it's crazy because the Xfinity cars on these plate tracks go faster than the cup cars. So it's like, what sense would that make?
And also Xfinity is more aggressive in my opinion when it comes to tracks like this. Like,
yeah.
I see that there's more action in Xfinity rides when it comes to mile and a half than I do with cup. Like you saw it on Vegas, like you had that big wreck that cost three playoff guys.
Yeah.
Like you get some action, and you know, the only action we got was Joey, unfortunately, hitting that wall with the left rear tire coming out in the cup. Right. But other than that, like, there was nothing.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Joey Gase here, he was, you know, in the 15, the tire, Nick, literally fell, the whole wheel fell off. I don't think it was just the tire. I think it was the whole contraption.
I think it was.
And this car, you know, I've never seen anything like this. The car almost went over the wall.
It
got up there. So anyway, he, you know, went to the infield care center, went to a hospital. Then he got reevaluated back on the East Coast in Charlotte. But he's, Nick, he's cleared the race. He's doing double duty this week, Xfinity and Cup. So glad to see that Joey Gase is all right coming out of that, because it was something else to see.
That was a serious hit.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you're right, Nick. That was about the only incident per se that was, you know, really major. And that was kind of that was what, lap one?
Yeah, you had a couple pit in stage three. You had a couple pit stall issues or pit road problems with the Hendrick guys, unfortunately. But really, that's all I came across when, you know, going back and replay and looking at the race itself over again. It's, I didn't see much.
And Nick, when, you know, and think of this. So we talked about the schedule for like two episodes of the show. Vegas next year starts the round of eight. Instead of the round of 12. So it's later next year. And it starts a later round. So
I kind of wish that they would go to us
put
like
Kansas in there or
earlier,
something.
Or like an earlier time, because I like when they're able to, like you saw it when they went from light to dark, that you have more grip on the car. I like when it's the opposite. I like when they don't have much grip. So it's more challenging and you see more little things, some like you get more loose and your car's not acting the way it normally does. That's what I like to see. Just to, you know, back and forth, you know, you're going same turn, same thing, car's fine. Like, I don't like that. I want to see some challenges.
Yeah, I definitely like when it's slick and hot and everything like that. You know, you definitely got to keep the car underneath you, take care of the tires, all that stuff. And then
and it's easier to pass.
Yeah,
when it comes to that.
You can run the high line, the low line, whatever. Yeah, but when the track starts cooling down, they get more grip, and it's just full. It's wide open around the whole thing. It's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, 10 cars ending on the lead lap. I hate when that happens.
When there's like, there's 10 cars on the lead lap. It's like, what the hell?
It's like, this is boring. You know, it's like constantly going over and over and over.
550 package. I don't know. I feel like that's a reason they got rid of a lot of intermediates, you know, this year and next year. You know, Kansas is one of my more likable ones. I love Atlanta. Well, loved. Sorry.
I want to see what Atlanta does now that the new pavement's going to be done. That's, I kind of want to go to it. I'm thinking about it.
But I like old Atlanta. That was one of my favorite ones. That was a top five track for me. Old Atlanta was. And to be honest with you, Nick, Kevin Harvick made it that way for him. How he just hugged that line on the bottom. That was just so fast.
He was a king of that track.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, but we'll have to see with all this stuff next year. Next gen car, repaves, new tracks, new this, new that. So we'll see. But anyway, Nick, you know, Denny Hamlin won Vegas. And Nick, he is on a roll here. So he won the opening round race at Darlington in the round of 16 to move on. Now he won the opening round in the 12, you know, round of 12 to move on. So he doesn't have to worry about Dega or the Roval, even though he's always good at plate races. So, I think he'll be up there this weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy too. And I looked at the stats. He hasn't won there. That was his first one there in 23 tries.
Vegas?
Yeah. That's crazy. I would have thought he won more there, but man, he's only won there. It's the only time.
Well, I mean, no, I don't really care about Denny's. You know what I mean? Oh boy. I know you're one of them people who's like, all right, well, let him just win a championship because he's won so many races and he hasn't won a championship, but
screw that. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that. Man, I want, you know, you almost won it in 2010. Sorry, Jimmy Johnson got your ass. I mean, it's you had it there for a little bit. You know, that was your chance, and nobody should just give it to you.
Well, Nick, do you think he's going to be locked for this Final Four, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he's got the momentum. I lock him up with Kyle. What was it? What did I have? I had Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, and
does Chase go back to back?
No, Chase won't go back to back. I think it's going to be between Chase and honestly Chase and Blaney for that four spot.
I don't know. That'll be tough. Blaine's always good at Martinsville too, though. But so is Chase.
He's also good at the Roval too, which is the end.
Well,
of
that's Chase's. That's his bread and butter right there.
Yeah, but so Blaney's won there. Chase's won there. We can't say Blaney has a good ride and comes out and wins that one. I think it's a shot.
Well, let's just say, you know, let's get it out of the way. Blaney's back-to-back winner at Dega. I'll take that one again and screw the Roval.
Well, hopefully you can say that. I mean, you know, take that pick, I'll take it.
Well, I'm not taking that pick. I picked him last week. Or no, I did.
Oh, that's right. You did. No, you
yeah,
picked
I picked
him
Bristol.
2 weeks ago.
I picked him at Bristol.
Yes.
Like, this is too late in the game to be picking my guy to jinx it. Right? It's too late in the game. But anyway, here's the top 10 for you. So Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, Truex, Blaney round out the top five. Reddick, Keselowski, Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Larson. There's your top 10, Nick. So Reddick and Kurt Busch, two guys that got thrown out after the first round, finishing the top 10 to start the second round. Unfortunate for them, but good runs for them. So, Nick, standings, here we go. Nick, your boy's out by a lot here, bro.
13.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's Talladega. Okay. I know. I know.
You know what I'm about to say.
Right when I said it, I do.
You keep it clean and you'll have a good finish.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's all you need. You might need somebody else to wreck out or something, but you know. So Denny Hamlin already moved on, like we said. So Nick, Kyle Larson has a 57-point lead here. So we're just going to lock him into the next round already. Then you got Kyle Busch at 35. So, Nick, Kyle Busch went from way down. Now he's way up. Truex in fourth, 31 up. Ryan Blaney in fifth, 24. Nick, I'm sitting pretty here. 24 plus 24. Chase Elliott plus 22. Logano plus 6. And Johnny right on the cusp there with Brad at plus 4. Byron right below, minus 4, Harvick minus 7. Like you said, your boy Bowman minus 13, and Christopher Bell way down, minus 25. So, Nick, this is anything can happen here. Like we said at Talladega. And Nick, before we, you know, get into our picks and everything, what are you expecting? I'm going to get the picks. So, real quick, picks from last week. No doubt you went with Kyle Larson. But, Nick, I thought I had you here. I went with Joey Logano. Larson finished 10th. Logano 11th, unfortunately, there. he got Larson past Logano with, like, 10 to go to get to 10th. So, Nick, so you lead 22-20 going into Talladega here. So, what are you expecting from Talladega here, Nick?
I'm expecting it to be aggressive, especially in the third stage. It's going to be wild. And you see a lot of people just trying to bang out for that few points, especially like my guy on the cut line. He's going to try to fight for every point he can get. And I think, honestly, I think Larson and Denny are going to try to, I don't know if they're going to try to just lay back and, you know, keep it cool since they're basically advanced. But anything can really happen. A Dago, we all know that.
Yeah. Can ruin somebody's day real quick.
ruin a lot of people's day with one turn.
So, Nick, here's the top 10. And then I'll say my little spiel on Talladega, and we can make our picks. So, Denny Hamlin's on the pole here. Kyle Busch second. Chase Elliott third. Blaney fourth. Larson fifth. Truex Jr. 6th, Brad Keselowski 7th, Logano 8th, Harvick 9th, William Byron 10th. So there's your start lineup. Nick, I'll give you a second to think about it, unless you already have it. But here's my little thing on Talladega is I agree with you 100%. I think it might be a little conservative there at the beginning. Nobody wants to get into trouble too much. But you know there will be those people who will be overly aggressive for no reason 5 laps in. But yeah, I think stage 3, especially if a lot of playoff guys are up front, it's going to get really, really dicey up there. And Nick, you know, it's still going to be daylight when this thing ends for me because it starts at 2:00. Thank the Lord. So yeah, that's my little spiel, Nick. So, who you going with this week for Talladega?
It's do I want to be smart or do I want to gamble? That's kind of
well, you know, I like gamble at the okay. First off, is it going to be a playoff guy or non-playoff guy?
It's going to be a non-playoff guy.
Okay. I was actually kind of thinking the same thing.
Ah.
I was, you know, I was. So we'll see who you got.
I'm going to take Amarola on this.
Okay. He was one of mine. I'm not going to lie. He was one of mine there. I had him, Stenhouse, in my head. You know, McDowell sitting out there, Nick, the Daytona 500 winner.
No, he was never in my thought. I had Ricky was in my thought because he's just amazing. It's just his Super Bowl, basically. He's always waiting for this race.
So I've come down to two here. I'm got either Matty D. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Either Matty D or Ross Chastain.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That
actually.
That's a tough because Ross Chastain is aggressive as hell.
I think I know who you're gonna pick, so I'll wait for you.
I don't know. Your guy's starting 20th. I'm gonna go more out on a limb, Ross Chastain. 23rd. I was looking at Matty D's name. I'm just staring at it like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking too. All
right, so two non-playoff drivers. You know, hopefully it is a playoff driver, which would be either one of our drivers. But if not, you know, there's our picks. Nick, you're going with Almirola. I'm going with Larson. Or no, God. Not Larson. Ross Chastain. So, Nick, do you have anything else to add?
No, nothing. It's just Dig is always fun to watch, and hopefully it's a good race. So hopefully I see some aggressiveness at the end of the race. And yeah, I'm excited. It's hopefully Bubba comes out with a good, solid finish. He ain't gonna win, I don't think, but at least a top 10 would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, we know Blaney can win. But I love Talladega is probably, if not my favorite, it's top two. So anyway, this is where the fun part begins, Nick, because I got to say all this stuff. So I'm used to saying log dog all the time now, Nick. I don't say it anymore. I'm not saying it anymore.
Yeah, you
and you know what, Nick?
Mention
this one. We're not going to be on SoundCloud anymore either. Yeah. So this will be easier, Nick. You can catch the show on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and five different wherever you can find a podcast. Pretty much is where you can find the show. That'll work for me. Saying that. Twitter, @Hi_Banks_, Instagram, @Hi_Banks_podcast. Follow Jacob Jones and Top Shelf Top Shelf the Brand on Instagram. They don't have a Twitter. Top Shelf does not have a Twitter. Follow Jacob Jones on Twitter as well. And visit Top Shelf the Brand's website, topshelfthebrand.com. I think that about sums it up, Nick. You know, can't wait to get this next episode up on, you know, on all these platforms and get her going here. So, yeah, maybe I'll edit it some of it this time and we can get a little bit, you know, a little bit more flow.
A little creative.
Yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, here's some more Jacob Jones to take us out. We'll see you next week to recap Talladega and talk. Nick, what's the last round? The Roval. So we'll see you guys next week. So enjoy. Gonna be what you need.